How many men do we have here today that went to Iron Sharpens Iron? It was an interesting day. We barely got going, and the power went out. Now, it made me so much more aware than I already was about how reliant we are in contemporary services on having electricity, lights, all of those things. No PowerPoint, just darkness. I assumed that it was a problem in the building. Lawrence let me know this morning that apparently someone had hit a power pole, and that's why the power was out. But just a little bit of a thought with respect to that, and that is, when the power goes out in your life, what on earth happens? If the lights go out and you don't have clarity, you can't really see the nature of things around you, what happens? You become aware of your vulnerability, you become aware of your weakness, and so many other things. God spoke there yesterday, and that was fantastic. It was a powerful day. Men, if you did not go, I would urge you to attend next year. It's well worth your while, and I believe that the men's ministry here is doing some great things, and I appreciate that. And so, men, reach around. Pat yourself on the back. Every once in a while, I have the experience that I found myself having this week with the message, which is, okay, I believe it's God's message. I believe it's the right message, but I also believe that I want to bring it differently than what is written here in the notes. And so it's going to be pointless and futile for you to try to follow me through the notes, although the scripture is the same. God laid on my heart to bring a message about contentment. I have talked with, probably a dozen people this morning already that in one way or another have some pretty tough stuff going on in their lives. So if contentment is all about circumstance, you are not going to be content. If content is about what happens to you that you cannot control, you are not going to be content. So let's look into Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. The Apostle Paul is speaking to us. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. I wrote the message a number of years ago. And the fact of the matter is, I believe I've grown since then. I believe that God has shown me some different things than what I really was aware of at that point in my life. When I wrote the message, contentment to me was something a lot of people did not have because I saw a lot of people looking around. They would look around and they would see someone in a bigger house, nicer house, better automobile, and they lacked contentment, and they were kind of striving. and they were struggling in their spirit. Because when you look around, you have a tendency of beginning to struggle in your spirit. They look at someone else, and maybe you have, and the impression that they have is, Lord, why do I not have what they have? I'm as good as they are. I do as much as they do. And that really can get in the way of contentment. And so what the message is about that I was going to preach, it's about the fact that God has given you your life. He hasn't given you anyone else's. He's given you your life. And very specifically, your life is for his purposes. He has given you what he has given you and maybe withheld from you what he has withheld out of purpose and out of design. And so when we begin to look around at others, we might see what God is doing or not doing in their life, but it has nothing to do with our life. And so we get ourselves sidetracked and we lose our direct, personal, intense connection with God. How many of you have ever been in that state? I even had a quotation from Shakespeare sitting on the table, actually. His 29th sonnet. I've learned over the years that when I mention Shakespeare and I expect a lot of people to be able to quote a passage with me, no, it's not going to happen. And so we find ourselves sometimes just feeling deeply distressed in our spirit because of what we believe ought to be happening to us that is not happening. Now, I've come a bit further down the road, and I can take all of it, I believe, and I can sum all of it up and tie it all into one neat little package. If you have God, and he is at the center of your life, you have contentment. And if you have anything else at the center of your life, no amount of other things is going to bring you true contentment in your spirit. You can strive, you can work hard, you can sacrifice, you can do all of those things. You can put up piles of wealth, and you can have tons of accomplishments and achievements, and you still will lack a basic contentment in spirit if God is not at the very center of your life and who you are. It's very, very true. He is all you need. He is all you need. He is all you need. And I think it's unfortunate that we often don't begin to realize that until we have nothing else. When you have nothing else, you begin to realize that you still have that which is most important. You still have that which brings satisfaction to the soul if you have Jesus. If you have his presence in your life, you have everything you need. When everything else in your life is gone, when the things that you were striving for, perhaps you've attained and you've found them to be empty, and they're taken away, even those things, you begin to realize that contentment is not something that you find outside of yourself. Contentment is something that you find within yourself because of the presence of God. And so Paul found the secret of being content. And what I came to see in reflecting over the past few days, what I came to see is that when you get down to it, contentment isn't a thing. Contentment is a person. Contentment is Jesus Christ. Are you content? It's just that simple. Are you content? Do you feel peace within? Do you feel soul satisfaction? Is Jesus at the center of your life? Is he the center of who you are? Paul is in prison, and he's recognizing this. He's recognizing that the thing that drove all of his ambition was emptiness. He was a very ambitious guy. If you've read about the life of Paul, he's always, always, always striving, striving, striving. And as a young man, he's driven himself up to the top of an organization, and he has had great success, and yet he is utterly and completely wrong. And now, years later, after having everything, I suppose, taken from him, after suffering every kind of pain, every kind of deprivation and loss, the same man is saying that he has contentment. Do you? And it's a simple thing. If you want all of God, God has to have all of you. He has to have more than an investment. He asks for a tithe of what we earn, but he asks for all of what we are. So are you content? I'd like you to stand with me. I'm not going to press on. Just stand with me. I don't want to cloud the point or confuse the point. I don't want to say anything more than just has to be said. If you're not content, you don't have to leave the service continuing to feel that discontent, that rot of the spirit. If you're not content, you can be filled today. It simply is a matter of receiving what God is already giving. God is pouring his spirit out, and he is pouring his blessing. All you must do is simply to receive everything that God says, everything that God is, and to assimilate that into your heart and into your spirit. And the word will take on flesh within you. The word was flesh with Jesus, but the word can become flesh within you when you actually receive Christ and give him complete control of your life. You will begin to actually live out the very spirit and the very power of God, and you will find contentment and peace in your spirit. And so if you lack it, I just invite you to give yourself wholly and unreservedly to God. Lord, I pray that your spirit would hover over us just now. We have a lot of ways of singing and really talking and communicating about that. We can feel the brush of angels' wings, but there are just times that we can feel so strongly and so closely the Spirit of God and your divine power. And Lord, it's nothing human that is going to satisfy our soul craving. It is only you. And so I pray that you would open our hearts and allow us to receive the fullness of your life and the fullness of your love. Allow us to receive your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness. Allow us to receive your affirmation and give us that peace within. How many of you want the genuine contentment of God? Lord, I pray that you would give us grace right now and give us a breakthrough in our understanding, to understand that we can have that thing that we lack, that you're not hiding it from us and holding it back from us, that you are leaning toward us and that you have those very things. Break us free from our reliance on human performance to try to find contentment, and allow us to accept your performance of obedience at the cross and find our fullness in you. Lord, I saw quite a few people a moment ago who indicated that they want your peace and they want your contentment. I just pray that right now you would meet them right at the place of their openness and the place of their need. And if you are one who indicated that you would like God's contentment, just make this prayer your own as I lead us. Lord, I pray for your grace to be able to empty myself of me. I pray that you would just allow me the grace of being able to get over myself and the things that I have believed that are not true, and to embrace you and you alone. I pray that you would just get me over that thing that wants to hold itself back in reserve and not fully trust you, and that you would allow me the grace of being able to lay myself over into your hands totally and completely. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the Son who died for me, that his blood would wash over everything in my life. And I pray for the Holy Spirit that he would not be distant, but that he would have complete control of me. I pray this in Jesus' name. I pray that you would deliver me from the things that hold me back and the things that don't allow me to experience the fullness. And I just ask that your peace would come now in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you feel that you can testify to contentment? I think there are not many who can. And I think it would be a powerful, powerful thing for you to be able to share with others that while all the rest of the world may be upset and in turmoil and lack peace and lack contentment right now, that you have it because you have Jesus. How many of you can do that? How many of you will do that? Lord, I pray that you would take our testimonies and make them powerful, and that you would use them to bear fruit and to lead people to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.